Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
See, so many times people, you know, you can tell what they're full of because you ask them a question and they tell you all the Latin names for their physical condition and all the experimental drugs. They can talk to you for 3 hours about it. But you ask them about scriptures and Bible. Well, what about Job? You understand what I'm talking about? Well, what about Paul's thorn in the flesh? That's all they know about healing, which is less than nothing. I mean, that it's less than nothing, because you got to get over your misconceptions about Job and Paul to even begin to learn about the will of God. Isn't it a sad thing that many Christians have more faith in Paul's thorn in the flesh than they do in Jesus' stripes?
Amen.
Don't even know what the thorn in the flesh was. Pitifully ignorant. But see, the devil thrives on darkness and ignorance.
Yeah.
What about Job? What about him? You ever read Job?
Yeah.
Hmm? Historians tell us, you know, and scholars tell us that they think that the whole ordeal of Job happened in about 8 months. He had a bad year. I said he had a rough year. But how did it turn out? Did you read the end of the book? Job got healed. How is it that people miss that? Has anybody read Job besides me?
Yes.
42nd chapter of Job. Job got healed. How do people miss that? Job got healed. Well, that's another story. But how many understand Job got healed?
Amen.
Somebody said, I guess I'm just like Job. Well, praise God. That means you're about to get healed and get twice as much as you ever had.
Amen.
Right? If you're like Job. People have been attacked. They've had rough years. They've had rough times. But how many understand? If you stand and you won't give up and you won't quit, that He will always cause you to triumph. Amen. If you won't get weary in well doing, you shall reap. That's in every good area. Well, He said Jesus Christ makes you whole. Get up, rise, make your bed. And He arose immediately, and all that dwelt at Lydda and Saron saw him and turned to the Lord. Bless some people's hearts that talk about, you know, well, you know, they needed healings. Jesus needed healings and miracles to prove He was the Son of God. And the apostles, they needed miracles to get the church started and going, but all that's passed away. And when the last apostle died, all that ceased. I mean, people believe that like it's Bible, but nowhere is that in the scriptures. There's no scripture to back any of that up. But friend, how can we say that we don't require this or need this anymore when one healing caused two whole cities to turn to God? Are we saying we've got something better than that to reach the lost? No, friend. One individual said healing is the dinner bell.
Yeah.
And it is. When people see that God, the God that they've heard wrong things about, they see Him actually heal somebody and raise people up. They think, whoa, I want a God like that. A God that'll heal you. God that'll pay your bills. God that'll protect you. I want a God like that. And the goodness of God leads people to repentance. You know what repent means? To repent. It means to turn. And convert means to turn. And did you notice the language here? What does it say? These people in these towns, they what?
Turned to the Lord.
They heard about this and they knew about this and they what?
Turned to the Lord.
They turned to the Lord. Everybody say turned.
Turned.
The goodness of God, the goodness of the Lord leads people to repentance or to turning their lives around. I can see the wisdom of God in Him leading us to give testimony about all the good things that God has done on a continuous basis. People hear about that. Amen. And it'll help them to turn to God. And this whole passage has to do with the idea. I didn't always see this, but I see it clearer today than I have before. It has to do with the concept of turning. Turning. I want you to go back with me to the 41st Psalm, please. Psalm 41. Is there healing in the Psalms?
Yes.
Let's go through the Psalms a little bit. And get healing in the Psalms.
Yes.
Would that be okay with you?
Yes.
Because there's a couple of passages that specifically go with this healing of Aeneas. But there's some other things I think you'd do you good. And I think you'd do you good to have it in your notes. Because I think there can be some things in the near future where you'll be glad you know this. And you'll sit down with somebody else. And you'll read to them these scriptures out of Psalms. So take notes on the references. Or just mark them in your Bible. You can put you a big H. By the verse, which means healing. And then, if you got it marked like that, you can just turn from page to page and find the H, and people will think you're so smart, because you... How do they remember all the verses? Well, you got them marked. But let's go to Psalm 6, first of all. We'll work our way up to 41. Is that okay? Psalm 6. Has the Lord always been a healer?
Yes.
Is He a healer today?
Yes.
The healer. Will He be the healer tomorrow?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. In Psalm 6, verse 2. Psalm 6. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, if it be thy will. Well, why do people always add that then? Would it be all right to pray this exactly as written in the Bible?
Yes.
Without adding the if it be thy will?
Yes.
How could he pray so bold? Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. Well, yeah, but what if it's not God's will? Did he not take that into consideration? Or did he know something that some people don't know today? That it's always His will.
Amen.
Just like it's His will to save. Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is sore vexed. But Thou, O Lord, how long? Return. Did you hear that? What? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. Save me for Your mercy's sake. For in death there's no remembrance of Thee. In the grave, who shall give Thee thanks? You don't hear much thanksgiving out in the cemetery. I'm weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. My eyes consume because of grief. It waxes old because of all my enemies. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, for the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping, and the Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. What prayer? Heal me. Let all my enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return, hear the word? And be ashamed suddenly. There's a prayer for healing without, and if it be thy will. Go to the 30th chapter, please. Keep in mind that phrase turn and return, because you're going to see how it fits further in just another passage or two. Psalm 30 and verse 1. I will extol thee, O Lord, for you have lifted me up, and have not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried to you, and you told me it wasn't time. Huh? It wasn't your will for me to be healed. You might say, why do you keep saying that? Because millions of Christians' faith is robbed by believing those things. You cannot have faith for healing if you're not convinced that God, it's God's will to heal you. No, what do you say? I cried to you. And what? And you healed me. Can anybody hold up your hand tonight and say you did that? You called out to Him? And you asked Him to? And He healed you. Leave your hands up. Everybody look around. See all these hands? Look at these hands. These are living witnesses in here tonight telling you, I did this. And He did this to me. Look at this. I got my hand up too. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, You've brought up my soul from the grave. You've kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Now you're listening with your heart tonight, right? There may be some people in here tonight. And if not you, there's some people that you know or some people you're going to run across in the near future that they are going to be told that they have to die now. And it's not time for them to die. Did you hear me? And they're too young to die. And they don't have to die with one of the devil's stinking diseases. Did you hear me? But they're not hearing this where they go to church. And they haven't been getting this in their so-called religious background. But they're going to come across you. And you're going to come across them. Amen. And there are going to be some opportunities for you to sit down with them and read scriptures like these and tell them, well, yeah, but what about the Bible?
Amen.
What about this? Would it be all right for you to pray this right out of the Bible?
Yeah.
Amen. You tell them that. Keep reading. He said, Lord, You brought up my soul from the grave. That means they had gone down to death's door. But He brought them back. He returned them. Did you hear that? Keep watching. You'll see that language come up in the near future here. You've kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, you saints of His. Give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. For His anger endures but a moment. In His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Job knows that song, don't he? I said, Brother Job knows that tune.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Aeneas, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1205. That's R-1205. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.